the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. To find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
We'll be right back. here she comes. Here comes that girl again. Wanted to date her since I don't know when. But she don't notice me when I pass. She goes with older guys, plumb out of my class. But that can't stop me from my thinking to myself. She's your fine looking man. She's something else. Hey, look at that. Across the street. There's a car made just for me. To own that car would be a luxury. But right now I can't afford the gas. A brand new convertible is out of my class. But that can't stop me from a thinking to myself. That car's fine looking, man. Get something else. Hey, looky here. Just wait and see. Comes true, man. Wow, that's something else. Look at here. What's all this?
Never thought I'd do this before, but here I am, I'm knocking on the door. My car's out front, and it's all mine. Just a 41 Ford, not a 59. I got that girl, and I'm a-thinking to myself.
She's sure fine-looking, man. Wow, she's something else.
Afraid, unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The following program is brought to you in living color on
WMFO 91.5. That's Wicked Pisset Radio.
Break the Box with Chris.
Sound the general alarm!
He's coming, your favorite DJ.
Sound the general alarm! Sound the general alarm! Off to the deck!
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
WMFO and Maven 91.5, you're listening to Chris on Strike the Box. A little different today. I hit the wrong button. And all of a sudden I was, instead of my opening theme there, I started a song. I was like, oops. Started with some Breeders with Cannonball from 1993 off the last Splash LP. The Wanderers, ready to snap. I think some of us are ready to snap. It's a little crazy weather here, up to 50 degrees, well, down to sub-zero, up to 50, down to the 20s. I think spring can't get here quick enough. That's from 1981. Eddie Cochran, Something Else, and I didn't have time to look up the year on that one. 1950-something, I think. But you know the rules, if you're a listener. It's freeform radio, so if you want to hear something and I can find it, I'll play it for you. 617-627-3800 is the telephone number here at the station. If you have Facebook, you can also go to the Strike the Box Radio Show page. Now, I only need 2 likes to get to 100 for Strike the Radio Show page. So tell your friends, even if they don't like it, to like it. Curious to see what happens if I get 100. Do bells and whistles go off? I don't know. That's why we got to get to 100. Anyways, I'm back, so let's get back to the music. You know how hard it is to cue up a record when you're trying to do all this?
Hey, to Lexington. 125. Feel sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for my man. Hey, white boy, what you doing uptown? Hey, white boy, you chasing all women around? Yeah.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy, and I feel like loving you.
Dixie McCall, otherwise known as Julie London, singing Yummy, Yummy, Yummy. Okay. Hey, we just finished up with some Black Sabbath. Started things off with some Pandora's It's About Time off the album It's About Time. Ooh, we made a little window go there. That's not going to work because it was showing me what I was playing. All right, hit this and hit that. Oh, there we go. Okay. So, yeah, It's About Time from the Vox label, 1984. Velvet Underground, I'm Waiting for My Man from 1967. Somebody asked, is that Iggy Pop? No, that's Lou Reed. We'll play some Iggy Pop, though. Detroit Rock City by Kiss, from the very best of Kiss. Some reason it didn't give me the right exact date when that was released. I'll have to look that up. And then Black Sabbath with Paranoid from, I believe, the album Paranoid, 1970. Like I said, if you want to hear something, 617-627-3800. Or you can go to the Strike the Box Radio Show page on Facebook. Give it a like. And you can send me a message that way. Sort of got off track there after I was listening to Detroit Rock City. I had something else queued up, but then listening to that, I wanted to hear some Black Sabbath. And some, and I guess you could say some fuzz tone with the guitar. Next song I'm going to be playing is kind of like two different versions of it. The original version that was recorded at Chess Records never really got released. It did get released, but I guess it got buried. When it was re-recorded in L.A., that's the version everyone knows about. But when it came out in 65, it's mostly, you heard the mono version. And I pretty much play all mono on this show, but I found a stereo version of this song. And when I play it, it's like totally different from what I'm used to. So that's coming up next. But like I said, if you want to hear something, and also it's one of the early known uses of fuzz tone on a guitar. Not invented by the lead guitar here, but an early version. So that's coming up next here on Strike the Box at WMFO in Medford.
Satisfaction. I can't. and you're a prima ballerina on a spring afternoon. James on it to the wolf man, howling at the moon. Ow, out of personality crisis, you got it while it was hot. It's always hot, you know, in frustration. Honey, what you got?
Finished up there with some Little Richard, Good Golly Miss Molly from 1958. Started things off with some Rolling Stones, I Can't Get No Satisfaction, the stereo version, which I believe was released only in Germany and Japan on a CD. I'm sure it's out there on an LP somewhere. If you didn't really kind of notice any difference, if you had two speakers or you were listening on headphones, you would hear like the acoustic guitar in your right ear and something else in your left ear. New York Dolls with Personality Crisis. Hey, space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature.
However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms. Or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Oh, I know what I'm playing next. Okay. Back to some garage.
When you're feeling real well. Does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
Shit, no, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
Now Monday's here again, the weekend is through. I can't really tell what's a dream or what's true. Now hurry up, work, we gon' run for the door. Cause I can't wait to do it some more.
Yeah.
This is the story of a young couple in Portland, Maine.
While waiting for her husband, Don, to return home from work, she reaches for a can of anchovies. As she spreads the tiny fish across a piece of lettuce, she notices a small note at the bottom of the can. Written on it is a telephone number. Curious, she dials and is told,
"Don't move, lady. We'll be right over."
Placing the phone back on the hook, she turns to see three smartly dressed men standing in her kitchen doorway. Before she realizes what is happening to her, she is rolled tightly in long sheets of cellophane, transported to an international airport, and placed on a waiting jetliner. All this being too much for her to comprehend, she passes out. Upon awakening, she finds herself in a strange, foreign-speaking nation. Alone, fearing her escape impossible, she seeks comfort in the arms of a confidential agent. With a trace of her kiss still warm upon his lips, he betrays her to the hands of three scientists who are engaged in diabolical avant-garde experiments previously performed only on insects and other small, meaningless creatures. Using her as their subject, they are delighted with the results. For the first time, a human being is transformed into a... Meanwhile, back in Portland, Maine... Her husband, Don, now chain-smoking 40 packs of cigarettes a day, sits at a local bar and has a few beers with the regulars. Bored, everyone's attention turns to the television set that just hangs from the wall.
"Welcome to Bowling for Dollars."
Suddenly, Crazy Al says,
"Say, Don, there sure is something familiar about that bowling ball."
To which a terrified Don replies,
"Oh my God! That bowling ball! It's my wife!"
And the lesson we learn from this story is, next time you place your order, don't forget to say, "No anchovies, please."